Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm feeling incredibly sexually confused right now.
That's okay, Dana. It'll be a fire short, all right?
She's fired. Low jokes. You're fired.
Maybe you're the best YouTuber you are nowadays.
I need a beer.
What's up, gamers? How are you all doing? Have you ever wanted to become a YouTuber? Well, guess what? Today, me and 5 other YouTubers are going to tell you what is the secret of being a YouTuber.
Exactly. And before we begin, I've moved into my new college place for the time being. So we're getting a room reveal for the first time ever, all right? You guys ready? Someone count me down.
Okay.
20.
100.
19.
99.
98.
3. 2. 1. Reveal.
Whoa, guys.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
What's going
on?
That's
a really cool room.
Well, it's a really cool room, guys.
Oh, okay, yeah, hide your pants. Hide your pants.
Wait, really hold cool it together.
C-Dot.
Yeah?
I gotta ask.
Yeah,
elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. Did you get a new chair?
I didn't. No, it's the same IKEA chair.
No, same chair.
Okay.
Now, the elephant in the room. How many Kirby's do you have?
They're all over there right now, so I'll have to get them sometime. I can't move in this.
Dana, what do you think about
in what?
Room?
Yeah.
Okay,
you know what?
Think? All of the,
what do you think
all,
of the room?
For the last episode, a couple comments said that I was being irregularly mean to C-Dot, even though he started it. Usually, he always starts it. Don't worry. But anyway,
I do start it.
I realized that, and so I was like, you know what? This episode, I'm gonna be nicer to him. All of the comments are gonna be like, Dana was nice to C-Dot this episode because.
Of his new rooms.
Because of my new rooms.
Yeah, because he moved.
Look at the Kirby's back there. Aren't they just, look at,
so
they're
many
so
Kirby's,
happy.
Man.
Yeah, that's pretty
they're
cool.
They're so happy.
That's pretty
they
cool.
They are pretty cool. But anyways, this is, as we said, the YouTuber episode. So let's
is it
just
hot
get
in
right
here,
into
or
the
is it
question.
Just me?
Dan, I'm well air conditioned right now. But we're gonna go around everyone, and we are going to just say basically how we got our start doing YouTube videos, how it happened, all that stuff. So who wants to go
shaved.
First?
Yeah, since you are that, so, you know. You look fabulous today, I must
thank you,
add.
Thank you. I sure.
Why don't you go first? What made you the best YouTuber you are nowadays?
All right, so I've always been doing like YouTube stuff for, God, how long? It's been, my first video was a Mario Galaxy 2 Let's Play. I just had the camera just like right up on the tripod right by the television. And that was all really neat, you know, with the good old mom camera and all that stuff.
I need a beer.
Yeah, you go get the beer, Dano.
Okay.
And
you don't die.
That was
the whole Dano.
That was so long ago now. But I really started doing it over the summer. No, not over the summer. I actually started live streaming on Twitch December of 2022, I believe. And that's when I ate the quarter on stream, which is another story for another time. I'll save it for like the next episode or something like that. But that's how it's going, and just started streaming. I think my first stream was the Game Awards. Then it was like Fall Guys, where I ate the quarter, and you know, just kept going like that until I started to try and pivot to Minecraft. I think this is when the 1.17 update came out. I started doing hardcore, had that hardcore world, you know, world got deleted because my computer died from short swarms. and yeah, so the hardcore world kept going, and then I started, you know, making more shorts, and one of the shorts did really well. I remember like this cursed bed, like it only showed like one half of the Minecraft bed block. If you guys know that glitch can kind of happen sometimes. It was
no,
like
but
that.
I can imagine it.
Yeah, it was just half of Minecraft bed. I'm like, what's going on here, right? And after that, I was like, oh, let's post it. And then I got like 30K views. I'm like, what the heck? It got 30K views? That's crazy. Also, look at the sleeves on this thing. It's crazy.
Oh, I mean, Dan is absent. You shouldn't show us.
I told you you weren't going to fit.
No, this is for ages 10 to 12.
I think Dano's right now, dude.
He's getting it out of his system. Edging.
You know, he's getting a beer, guys. He's getting an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, as a 20-year-old in America, that sounds like a good idea.
I can.
On film.
I can. You know what I mean? But that said, I kept doing the shorts, and then I'm like, you know, I'm tired of doing Minecraft stuff. You know, I don't want to be a Minecraft YouTuber for the rest of my life, right? Or like Minecraft streamer, hardcore streamer, whatever.
You don't want to.
So, I didn't want to just like get stuck into one thing for ages. And I mean, look at me now. So I started doing like, did you know videos about games, just saying, hey, did you know that if you put the Konami code on this thing, it does a funny thing. Just things like that about games, music, and all that stuff. Per, one of the videos that you just got in your feed, you sent it.
Yeah.
That was one of them. That was one of them about Xenoblade 3. Shocker. But I kept doing those. And then, of course, there's the... the God.
But how did it change your life?
Ball video. Like,
where would you be right now?
Here it is.
I'd
be doing right now. You know, game dev, doing that stuff in college right now. But I feel like I'd still be in the game field in one way, shape, or form. But I just took my, you know, the love of video games I had, made it into the game dev career option, and then I'm like, I just really also like just creating things. I feel that the love of game development just mainly came from the joy of creation and the joy of video games for me, and those kind of merged to create game dev. But it can really take any form as long as it's about video games, or not even about video games, just about making something, you know. I feel like we all can relate to that in that kind of standpoint. But
Yeah, absolutely. No, seriously. I have actually one more question, if that's okay with everyone. We're going to move on, like, you know, after that. Since Danu is not here, C-Dot, how are you staying consistent? Like, you upload nearly every day, if not every single day, right?
It's been daily.
It's insane how you do that, by the way.
Yeah, is it purely because of passion for video games, or is it something else, you know?
I mean, because I do upload videos because, well, by uploading videos, you know, doing... all, you know, the Zelda-thon, all my different little stream series and all that, that is how I actually am paying to be here. And I'm all paid off of college, which is great. So I can just do this final year and just kind of enjoy it for what it is. Hence why I am hanging things on my walls. And if they leave sticky residue, I do not care, right? all that stuff. I actually have soundproofing like right in front of me, and it's pretty cool. But staying consistent, it's mainly just... I go to bed and my mind can't stop. I don't know if you guys have any of that. Just like, I'm always thinking of ideas. Like, there's no like off switch.
It's called
switch.
The YouTube
there's
brain
nothing.
Rot.
It is the YouTube brain rot, right? And
skibbity.
I just get stuck in the motions of like, oh, it'd be really cool if I did this, and really cool if I did this. I have the sticky notes app on Windows open 24/7, and looking at it right now, I just have so many video ideas just put together on here, like talking about the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Any of you guys remember that? It was an old cartoon series back in the day. It was like, do the Mario, you know what I mean, you know what I mean, that kind of...
I remember that there's those games with like they used to put on like, I don't know, really old consoles that were like, I think there's like a Sonic game with a really bad like animated show within the game.
Yeah, like, Sonic X or like Sonic Underground, you know, Triplets Born, the throne awaits, you know what I mean?
That's a root beer.
I see her wands of a deadly fate.
Give them your children. Dude, separate. I feel like, Dad, did you just do your hair?
And shave.
No? Oh, and shaved.
Why did you do that? Is there something about Cedar's new room that's got you all like?
I feel like Dano is so impolite, dude. Leaving mid.
Yeah, you could have. Yeah, you could have at least like said, "I need to go do something really quick."
I was getting a beer. Dano was like the American Psycho guy. The minute Rome leaves in the mix, he's got American Psycho route.
Guys, I think when it's Dano's turn, I think we all go get a beer.
Okay, wait. Question for everybody here. Do you think we should go through everyone's stories, or should we be like advice, tips, how to be YouTuber? What do you want to
do? I feel
do?
Like let's go, through, let's go through stories first. But
I think one is derivative of another. So like you tell your story and then you tell like a piece of advice you would give personally to other people who would
like for me, I
start
just,
their YouTube journey.
For me, continuing on making something every day. The Nintendo Land video might be out. It's been edited. I just need to get the thumbnail for it for those waiting for it. But I'm now working on my Mario Kart ranking video. It's just making the time to do it is not so much the problem as much it is giving yourself the time, if that makes sense. Like allowing yourself to work on it instead of saying scheduling a time like I'm going to work on it from 1 to 2. Instead, for me, it's more like, oh, I'm free from 1 to 2. Might as well work on the video. It's not like a thing I have to be working at a 9 to 5 for. It's just something that, hey, you know, I'll make a video right now, or I'll do something right now. It's always in the back of my mind, which is why I think I can stay so consistent.
Dude, that's the hard part for me. Is like I know, like if I truly locked in, I could edit a long form like sun up to sundown. But it's just so hard, dude.
Yeah, but the thing is, when the lock-in kind of happens, for me, it's not like, oh, I got to lock in and do this video. It's me just making the video because I just really, really like making videos. And I feel like that's been the key to my consistency.
Mm. Being a YouTuber is harder than your 9 to 5. Well, I was trying to show Sita. That's not the only thing these teeth can do.
What?
That's crazy.
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, dude, you've been so different, bro. You haven't even been annoying yet. Like, what's happening? Yeah, like, I don't understand.
The vibes are different today.
It's because of C-Dot.
I just wanted to be more respectful today, okay? Some people said that I was being a little loud in the past couple podcasts, so I'm just...
Okay, Dado?
Respect the hair.
Why don't you talk about your story then, huh, Mr. Respectable guy?
If you guys all leave, I want to warn you. Do you really want me to be alone with the podcast recording? Because I can say some vile...
Dano, I'm going to be so real. I can't move.
What, is your dress like stuck under the chair wheel or something?
No. I...
Oh my gosh, it's really tight, huh? Really slim
I will
fit.
Be honest, Dano, I am playing Melee, but I am listening.
I'm playing WoW right now, Dano, but I'm listening. Shout out.
Just basic YouTuber advice. I think you need to step on as many people as possible. Your happiness is more important than anyone else's. So make sure you always prioritize yourself. Be a selfish person. I think just in general, like any action you can do that's like evil or you know, like just downright that just tears other people down is what you should focus on.
I agree, because every YouTuber is doing that right now. If you think about it, the list we're like...
Yeah, the ladder kickers, that's the term for it.
When you do that enough, eventually you get an email from the devil, and then you can sell your soul, and then that's when you start like popping off on YouTube. So
yeah, and then you start selling Prime. You start selling Prime, and you become a billionaire.
When did you guys get your Lucifer email? Was it like pretty recent for you guys? Because for me, it was like...
It came packaged with my silver play button.
Oh, gotcha. I got mine around
100k, I feel.
Dude, we're talking about this like it's the YouTube partner manager.
I don't know what you mean, bro.
Our YouTube partner managers are not Satan. We love them. We love them. Yeah, please take
great.
Care of
they're
us.
Absolutely.
We love the YouTube partner manager.
But anyway, no. I started doing YouTube. So I never wanted to go to college. It started long ago when I took a Spanish class over the summer and immediately dropped out and realized that I'm not going to college. If you don't know, you need a language course to get into good colleges, and I never took language in high school. I found a way to skedaddle past it.
Wasn't it usually mandatory? Like, I had to take French.
Normally it's mandatory, but I think for my year, they somehow included it. They included it in the requirements for, like, electives. So I managed to just skate on by and not do any language course, which I don't think I was allowed to do, but I graduated, so who cares? But I couldn't go to college. It's mandatory to get into a college. When I failed my Spanish class, I dropped out week 2 because the teacher started talking in Spanish first day, and I was like, I ain't doing this.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah, terrible.
Imagine that situation.
Yeah, so I dropped out second day, and that was, I think, when I realized that I didn't want to go to college. But from that point on, I went down the route of, well, I want to be an actor, you know? And so my mom was like, so if you're not going to go to college, what are you going to do? And I was like, well, I'll you know, do auditions and stuff. And I signed up for an agency and I got sent out on zero auditions. And so I had to start, you know, a different job while I was waiting. And so I started working as a busser for a restaurant, which is, you know, you clean the plates and stuff. Hated it. Almost broke my back on day two because I'm weak little stick arms. Had no idea how hard they work. So now whenever I go to a restaurant, by the way, I stack up plates whenever I'm done with them because I know how hard the bussers work. That's just deep lore story. Anyway, but no, while I was working on that restaurant, eventually I got moved over to host. But when I was working at that restaurant, I felt useless and like I could be replaced with anybody. And so I just had to do something to break out. And that's when I started doing shorts because I needed to put energy somewhere or do something. Because if I wasn't acting, if I wasn't doing anything else, I had to put, I was going to go stir crazy. I was going to kill everybody in the restaurant. So anyway, I did end up going back and killing everyone, but that's a story for another day. I want to make a long form about that.
That's the purple fire in Toon Turf. It's actually Dano burning down the restaurant.
People don't understand that Toon Turf is an autobiography. Like
you killed Billy yesterday, dude. It was sick.
Yeah, it was wild, dude. Flush Factor and everything. Guys, dude, it's just an allegory for Mr. Beast.
True crime episode of the podcast.
Oh, that's
gonna be
you know
what's one.
You know what's wild, actually,
this,
about to
foreshadow
turf?
Something?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I was saying he foreshadowed an episode, dude. That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. No, wild, actually, about like, okay, this isn't a secret. Like, Lucky is a corrupt businessman. That's like the whole thing of Toon Turf. It's wild that I delayed Toon Turf enough to where the whole Mr. Beast drama is going down because now it's actually relevant of like, don't trust your heroes and stuff. Wild. Sure. But anyway, no, for YouTube, crazy. I started uploading shorts. Actually, at the beginning, people don't know this. I had three shorts I was making a day. One on my Dan O'Kell Drawings channel. One, like, I was doing, like, what is that guy? Bentelect? I was just reading memes and, like, laughing at them. No, it wasn't that. It was like, I was reading them and, like, I wasn't, like, fake laughing, but it was still kind of cringy. And then I also had Minecraft shorts. And after 2 weeks, my Dan O'Kell Drawings shorts were doing so much better. So I dropped everything else and went full send on that and daily uploaded. And whatever. So my advice for people, just never stopped and eventually started hating my life. But anyway, advice for people who are starting YouTube in 2022, be consistent.
Wait, in 2022?
24. I don't remember what year it is. 2012. Happy 2012, guys!
Yo, this is great advice 2 years ago. I'm not giving you my secrets. Dude.
You want the 2024 ones, you gotta subscribe to RoboPack, maybe become a member, give us money, whatever. But no. Advice for people starting in 2024, be consistent, not for the algorithm or for views or stuff, even though you do want to be consistent for the algorithm, but be consistent for yourself. You want to pressure yourself to keep going because there's nothing to keep you going at first. There's no money or anything. Just be consistent for yourself. Number two, have recognizable branding. Stand out in some way. It's the same thing for like, you know, they tell this to actors when you want to go to school. Oh, Anna just messaged back. Let's see what our editor's doing. Oh, they said, sorry, my notifications.
Say she's fired. Lol jokes. You're fired.
Welcome, Anna.
What?
We're halfway through the podcast.
No, we weren't saying that you're fired.
We're only like 20 minutes in.
We're just having a good time.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about you behind your back. Don't worry. Anyway, but
she's gonna see it anyway because she's editing the podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sending this to Anna right now. But yeah, be consistent and stand out. It's the same thing they tell actors. Like, you have to find a way to stand out. You know, I got a job doing a Toyota commercial when I was like, years and years and years ago. The only reason I got that job is because, and I specifically remember this, in the middle of the audition, I did this look, like, back. Like there was a sister actor behind me, and I did, like, and she was supposed to catch me, and you're supposed to stare at the camera and go, like, oh, no, I'm in trouble, or something goofy like that. And I said, oh, no. And then I look back, I'm in trouble. And they said, that was really good. Keep doing that. Whatever. The smallest little stupidest look, like this just little, oh, that look, that's the only thing that set me apart from everyone else. And that's why I got that job. So when you're being a YouTuber in 2024, find anything at all that sets you apart. And I'm not saying don't scream extra loud into the camera. That's not creative. Don't, you know, rip your pants off and do it naked. I mean, maybe you can be the shirtless shorts guy, you
don't
know, maybe
that.
That's
no,
your
don't
deal.
Don't be the short guy.
Just find something to set you apart. Because
shirtless
everybody
shorts
wants
guy
to
is kind of fire, not going to lie.
I subscribe. Yeah.
That was pretty good alliteration, actually. Yeah. Bun Nun, if your stuff never worked out, you would have been the shirtless shorts guy. I feel like that would have been a good path.
I don't know what I'd be doing.
Anyway, thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
I reckon we should go like not me, because we've done two real people. I want to get a PNG like.
Okay, that's too chill. It's too chill.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna start from the beginning. I actually used to do YouTube like back in the day, like 5 years ago, I think. Quite okay for the time, but I was just doing some meme tags for Overwatch, and they were doing decent, I would say. But I kind of left because a lot of people just stole my content, which is demoralizing.
I don't mean to interrupt you. What year did you start?
Like
very first upload ever.
2016. I mean, no. There was probably something before that, but it's just some goofy content like kids make, I would say.
I was asking because Bam and I found out the other day that we started our channels both within like a couple days of each other, right, Bam? It was the same month at least in 2014.
When was that?
Yeah,
it was 2014. July 2014 is when Bam and I first started.
In terms of YouTube channels, is mine the oldest?
Yeah, it's 2011.
Is it yours?
Or no, is it
2011? Mine's also 2011.
I'm by far the youngest. Holy shit.
20th of September 2011.
I appeared on YouTube in 2006 or 2007 on a video. It wasn't a video I uploaded, but I was on YouTube. Pear, what do you want to say? By far the youngest. If you say 2004, I'm going to come over to your house.
No. I'm saying like I'm the newest one. That's what I meant.
Like he made his two days ago.
I got the oldest channel here then. Goodness, like August something.
But do you count?
I
appeared on YouTube in 2009, so.
I have like channels from like 2007.
Did you appear in them?
Then you count.
Did you?
I made videos on them. Let me just see when Night of Coco is right now.
Bun on wins.
Wait, let me tell you when.
Oh, the OG Night of Coco.
Night of Coco was made in 17th of July 2008, and I have two videos on it. One with 865k views.
Subscribe to Night of Coco.
Dude, it already has 3k from one short. Anyway,
2008. That's wild.
You go, dude. You go.
Hold on, let me look at web archive. Sorry, yeah, joke it.
Yeah, sorry. But for the longest time, I think for my whole life, I wanted to be a YouTuber, like straight up. I dreamed of maybe not being a YouTuber, but I've dreamt of a goddamn silver plague button. Like that was my dream for my whole life.
Now,
ever since.
You can have three gold ones because you just hit 3 mil. Guys, shout out. Congratulations, Joe. In the comments. It better not all be about me and Rosalina outfit, okay? I want to be congratulations, Joe, okay?
Wait, you're wearing a Rosalina outfit?
No.
No, that was a Rosalina outfit.
Anyway.
Bundan, you have me beat. I was, my twins another day in Paradise, you know that video where I got pushed off a tractor? It was January 23rd, 2009. So you have us all beat in terms of YouTube age.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
Dude, you got hair. You're so ancient, Bundan.
I'm old,
sorry.
Bro.
All right, continue, Joe. I'm sorry.
And Bundan is almost 30. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Shut up, dude. You're literally an old man.
I'm an old man. I'm fucking turning 28 this month. That's crazy. That's surreal to me. Anyway, again, another piece of advice. It's never too late to become a YouTuber, or it's never too early to become a YouTuber. Age is just a number. Also, age of consent is 18, by the way. But for YouTube, yeah, no, no time is, you know, out of essence. Like, you can become a YouTuber.
Don't you have to be like...
The best
over the age of 13 to get an account.
You can have a guardian.
Ryan's toy reviews beat all of us, dude. He's
guys,
more rich than we will
Ryan's
ever be.
World is crumbling. that thumbnail is that so thumbnail funny. You guys, we've all seen that, right?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Oh man. Anyway, sorry, Joe. We're gonna off track. Continue.
It's okay. Yeah. Interrupt. No, I'm kidding. So, basically, how I started. Okay, just a short story of how I started. I moved into a new place here in Stockholm. I had an empty room. I was literally just applying for jobs for my like specialty, which is just like in business or management, whatever. And I was just scrolling through shorts on my bed, like an empty room. And I saw one short in specifically. Which was about like these shower thoughts trend that was going back in like 2022. That were extremely popular. And I was like, why can't I do this? And I literally got out of the bed, stopped being depressed, and just started doing these shorts. I think I made like three shorts in a day, in the first day. One of them went viral on TikTok. And boom, like here I am right now, I guess. And I guess over the span of 4 months, I made shorts every single day, which is crazy to think about right now, but it did happen. I eventually started just, you know, doing what other people did at the time, like with the shower thoughts, but I tried to kind of made my own twist on it. Quite averagely successful, But then, like, it eventually developed and evolved into, like, a thing of my own, which is, well, speedrunning shorts, I guess. Yeah.
Do you remember what got you to first twist shower thoughts of speedrunning shorts? Like, what was it? Did you see something from Inspo? Were you just like, hey, no one's doing this?
I would say it was a, like, gradual involvement because, like, yeah, I started with shower thoughts. Then I started doing, like, my own thing. Which, not really my own thing, but, like, random facts about countries. But I've made them.
Sorry.
God bless you. In front of Rosalina?
Dude, that was Dana, a belt. That was my goodness dog. Gracious.
But, yeah, it was a trend on TikTok, like, you know, shortening stuff. I think, like, a lot of people did that at the time. Like, hey, it's Yoon and times every 9,000. But they did it with a face. And nobody did it on YouTube Shorts. And I was like, yeah, why not do it with my format that I already had? Yeah, pretty much. And like, why not do it in my format that I already had? And like, why not like just do the same thing? And I was like, yeah, okay. How do I call this? I think I had 3 variants. And like literally in one night, I was like, yeah, sure. Let's go with speedrunning shorts. And yeah, it just did extremely well. No, dude, I don't actually. They were, I guess they were shit. If I don't remember them.
I remember like looking at your most popular shorts and like your first speedrunning shorts video is still like one of your most viewed shorts.
Oh, yeah. I think it was just like a literal coincidence. I do deem myself like extremely lucky in a lot of scenarios in my life, I think. And like speedrunning shorts episode 1 is one of those instances because like all of the videos are just, you know, because, you know, there is a problem, right? Like I'm as a business major, right? As a businessman, you gotta find out the problem, and you as a startup, you gotta, like, you know, solve it. So I guess like the first episode of Speedrunning Shorts really encaptures that idea or a problem that a lot of people had on YouTube Shorts, I guess, or on TikTok, whatever.
I feel like because I remember I actually watched your channel, Joe, when you were Shower Thoughts guy, by the way. And I remember that time of YouTube and just the like social media era. And it was just like, it was like shorts forms were like established. Like they just got established as this is content people take or use. And like every platform's copying it. And then it was like, but there were, yeah, as you said, there was just like a very clear like problem or issue with it. But it was at like the peak of like, it's just now settled. Like we are now used to having shorts, but we're all kind of a bit sick of it. And then it's like you just like answered all the like annoying things of people dragging out like a simple answer for like 60 seconds. Like, that was literally the time. It was the perfect time. It was the perfect time.
Again, like I got extremely lucky. I definitely do realize that. And I'm like all thankful to the universe, to the gods, whoever the responsible for that. But yeah, it's actually a really funny thing because like, you know, YouTube Shorts in 2022 compared to what it is right now, it's like two completely different medias, right?
Yeah,
I do like the current like today's YouTube Shorts more. Like,
but if you were to give advice, also, I think it's funny how my Kirby Spike Ball video is still one of my most popular ones, just like your first speedrunning one. But any advice to give to people?
It's just like my Queen Elizabeth. Right, why now is all of our first shorts like better?
My
than
first
our
shorts
ones?
Also. My first shorts also. It has like 13 mil.
I feel like we got in the game slightly late to where like we didn't get to take advantage of those massive views, but at the same time it also like we become like more, I don't want to say real YouTubers, but like we made it last a little longer than like shorts YouTubers originally. Dude, like I feel like they
I think it took me over 100 shorts to get over 10,000 views.
Oh yeah,
so Bundan is just less skilled than us. Oh okay, so Bundan and C-Dot, no. Yeah.
Yeah, but before we continue anyway, Joe, with Bundan, Bam and Parrot, Joe, what is your advice for any potential up and coming YouTubers?
I think the best piece of advice, because I'm asked a lot this question, like how do I start on YouTube, or like can you help me with the YouTube, like can you like promote me on your YouTube channel? Nobody is better at promoting your own channel than yourself, and the best time to start your YouTube journey is right now. And whoever tells you to like prepare or to like better plan your upload schedule or whatnot, no, like literally the best time to make a video and upload it is right now, and do it and just don't rely on anyone, don't depend on anyone, just do it right now. Probably it sounds a little bit scuffed, but I think
yeah, that's why I edit all my own videos. I'm just like there's always a vision you have in your head of just like the perfect video, right? And you're just like, I need to make it this way, this way, and this way, right? And if you want to, like, oh, maybe I should hire an editor to make it for me, but then that's going to take time. You just gotta do it. Just gotta, you're your biggest supporter at the end of the
just
day.
Just do it.
True. I'm feeling incredibly actually confused right now.
That's okay, Joe. It'll be a fire short, all right? But
yeah,
Joe, do you want to say anything else, or should we move on to someone else?
Well, Joe,
I think I have another thing to say. There are a lot of YouTube gurus as well, I think.
Yes.
Who seem that they have like the secret for YouTube.
Royal pair.
But they don't.
There is no secret. There is no secret to YouTube, all right? Anyone who tries to say there's a secret to YouTube is lying, all right?
I do want to say something.
On this YouTube, is just like, keep trying. Keep doing stuff.
Yes.
And eventually something will work.
Mm-hmm. On this YouTube guru topic, I do want to say something. Never buy a course from someone.
Never.
Saying like, that's the stupidest thing ever.
Never.
Yeah,
no.
If you buy it, oh, dude, I hate people who even sell courses, dude. It's such a...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Joe, I do remember when the first time I ever came across one of your shorts, you keep saying, oh, I got lucky. Joe, there's a certain amount of like sure, you can contribute a little bit of it to luck, but you gotta admit, like, your idea just in itself is genius. Like, whether you pulled it from somewhere or whatever, and it seems like such a small thing, like, oh, well, maybe I'll just do it on YouTube Shorts. But it became such a big thing, because I remember the first time I saw one of your shorts, I was confused at first. It goes speedrunning shorts. I was like, what the hell are you doing? And then after this, and then you speedrun one, and I was like, I think I get it. And then you speedrun another one, and I'm like, oh, I get it. He's speedrunning 8 shorts in one video. This guy is going to be huge. And I remember I looked
exact
at your
same
subscriber count.
By the way. Like, that's exactly how I felt the first speedrunning shorts I saw. Before Shorts was and all that stuff.
And so I tapped into his account, and I was like, dude, this guy is going to blow up. I'm going to count the days. I bet he beats me in 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, Joe, you passed me in subscribers, and I remember being like, the only thing I felt was like, dude, this guy deserves it. Same thing's going to happen with Pear. Dude, I'm just going to be like, you know what? This guy deserves it, because he's been grinding out the long form. You know what? Pear's already a better YouTuber than me. He's only got 1 billion views, and he's got more subscribers. I think the subscriber-to-view ratio... I'm just gonna throw it out there. I have 2 billion
of the success that we have
achieved.
Yeah,
we all have our own fucking perks. Like, you know, like, I mean, views are the most important stat, and you get the most of them. So there's that.
But I have less subscribers per view, which means your views are like your videos are just better because more people are subscribing per view. Like, I have 2 billion views. I have double your views and less
no
than like
better video, Dano. And we're all in our own little subsection.
Now, this is
you know what? But I'm just saying.
I'm
going to
say,
no.
Petition. We're all goaded. We're all goaded.
Yeah, exactly. I've got double that's your views point. And just barely a little more subscribers than you, which means that your views are definitely... anyway, whatever.
Dano,
no, Dano. The thing
fixation
is...
fixation on the numbers is what causes
yeah,
you
dude,
to...
No, it's not a fixation on the numbers. I'm just... No, I've just been struggling with my content for the past year because I want to make long forms and I can't because I'm strapped to this
just
web
series. Just make Toon Turf already, man.
You're strapped
so
to your chair.
Dude, drop Toon Turf. Drop Toon Turf. And
drop
you're set.
I'm gonna drop that thing. I'm gonna be off like a ripcord, dude. I'm just gonna run like the wind.
Why
I'm gonna upload
like
3 long forms a month.
A 30-second teaser and put it out to YouTube ads and no one knows.
No,
I just need
to get
Toon Turf. He's Gabe Newell. He posted it on Twitter. He wants to make it perfect, even though it's delayed, like Half-Life.
I felt bad because I thought people were going to think I was comparing myself to Gabe Newell when I posted that. I was like, oh, no, people are going to think. It's like if I posted a quote from the Bible.
A bad game is forever bad. A delayed good bad game always.
Yeah, Shiggy, baby. Shiggy, baby. No, yeah, exactly. I was so worried. It's like if I posted a quote from the Bible, people are going to think I'm calling myself God. Like, it's the same issue. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm kidding. All right. Who's next after Joe? Is it Pear or Bam?
Who is next?
Let's do Pear or Bam, because Bundun's falling asleep. He needs a couple minutes.
I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good time.
Your neck was like this 5 seconds ago, buddy.
That's comfy, man.
Bam, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
I can go.
Bundun will round us off because he's the oldest.
I'm not.
I'm
the
oldest.
Joe's older than me.
I'm just teasing you.
My old man rage is coming out, dude.
Press L to
the osteoporosis, the dementia.
Get off my lawn.
The osteoporosis?
Dano.
Is that not an old person? I don't know what that is. I heard iDub say it once.
Why have you?
You're such a YouTube kid.
All right, bam. Continue. Or start, I should say.
I'm so glad I was an iPad kid, because if it wasn't, dude, I wouldn't have so many years of research.
Dano, shut the fuck up.
All right, bam, your turn.
So I talked about this like pretty briefly on the first podcast, but like my start is kind of weird for everyone else's. Although I think it's like it might be more similar to Joe's in terms of like editing. Like I worked for other people for like a while beforehand. So like I had this what do you call it? This like experience that most people going into like starting YouTube don't have. Which I think is why it's also kind of different, because I went into it with a plan, and the other guys kind of just like start when you want, start right now, and yeah, that's probably the best way to do it. But when I went into it, I went into it like because I was targeting a very very specific niche, right? Which was my route. Everyone was doing like general gaming, general like speedrunning shorts. That's very very general. Like anybody can watch that. What I was doing, I was targeting the really specific niche of one VR, which is a like a niche in itself, and then a game, which is Bone Lab, and that's what I did. I targeted that niche. I went in with a plan. I researched like, what I did was I looked at videos that I loved to watch as a kid, which was Yogscast, like playing like Minecraft and doing like Minecraft mod showcases. I would watch that for like days nonstop, back to back. I love that. So I was like, I want to take this format and like evolve it, make it work for this game and make it work for short form as well. And so I kind of found that format that worked for me when I got started, and I just kept doing it. And like, I don't think it took me that long to start getting like good views. It was like a couple months and I started pulling like 500k per vid in the first like couple days of being up, and it was crazy.
Yeah. And to say how impressive that is, game developer moment. VR is less than 1% of the entire games industry.
Yeah. Oh my god, really?
To put it into perspective, all right. I think if I remember, I saw like a graphic one time. If I remember, consoles are 30%, 60% is mobile.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's Bam, right. what happened to your blue check mark? On Twitter.
On Twitter? Oh, I changed my payment method on... Let my card stop working.
Stop paying for it, man.
Yeah. Stop paying for it anymore. So
that's such a boring answer. That's the most boring answer.
I only follow verified people.
Yeah. So. I changed the payment method. It's just pending.
Dude, I changed my payment. No, Elon Musk hacked
me. That's pretty funny.
I'll follow you back when you fix it back up. But until now, I can't be seen.
Okay, man. Yeah. All right,
man. Please continue.
So what I'm getting at is like... I have like my YouTube experience was very very specific, because I went into it with this knowledge, that which meant that I could have like a decent plan that I could, I like in my head, I and I said this on the first episode, while I was working all this stuff, it was like a matter of just when, like not if, it was just when, because I was so confident that this would work, and it did, and I'm very thankful it did. And in hindsight, Yippee. It was very lucky Yippee. That it did, Yay. Because, you know, niche within a niche, but I think I targeted it pretty well. So, yeah, like...
Again, to interject, here's what I think YouTube is. 10% luck. The rest is hard work. The rest is what you put in. 10% is just like, oh, hey, you know, I still do it today. Like, oh, if there's an off day on YouTube... That 10% luck could just screw you over, right? But
yep,
and the video just. Wow. I think Dano, your video yesterday did like wow, right?
It did, right? It was such a good video,
and mine did.
That's why,
like a similar thing, but
that's
like,
why
it's
this morning
up, right?
I sped ran the fastest short I ever have. I got that Minecraft short out within an hour of the trailer dropping, and it's a 1 out of 10.
Made it.
Dude, yes,
it's 1 out of 10.
It's a 1 out of 10 because I sped ran that dude. I was so upset. You have no idea. I was so upset yesterday because my video, I was like, this is such a good video. Why? Like, normally I don't get that chuffed over videos. If it's a 10 out of 10, I'm like, okay, I'll get them next time. But this blue Minecraft, or this blue McDonald's one, I was so confident in it. It was just, dude, it's almost at a million now. This Minecraft movie trailer, oh, feels good.
Crazy.
Dude,
yeah.
Crazy. But to continue
and tomorrow's going to be another 10 out of 10.
But to continue on with before you guys continue. Sorry. It's just the 90% is making the videos, obviously, getting the ideas, planning it, working every day, keeping yourself on track, starting now. And then the 10% can either help you, Kirby Spike Ball style, or yesterday help you where the video just does not do well. And I do think it is good to get those smaller bits of luck where the video just doesn't do well, because it kind of grounds you in a way. Yeah. Not every video is going to be a banger video or 1 out of 10 on the little YouTube analytics. Because in the month of February, I just barely posted shorts. And I saw the numbers go down, right? The views. And I'm like, I looked at this. And I'm like, I'm okay with this, you know? Like, I'm okay with this. This is fine, same, right?
Cause, sorry, Seedot, is it your turn or is it banned right, right now?
It's banned.
Sorry, I'm just teasing.
All right.
It's important to know. Now, what Seedot was saying is important to know about the grounding and everything. If every video is a 1 out of 10, then you get egotistical. And when a 10 out of 10 happens, then you want to jump off a bridge. So it is important to, like, get a medium. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
keep going.
I was just gonna say, like, when I was like at my peak of doing like a short every day, when I got 10 out of 10, I like hated that feeling. So I just like, I learned to just get rid of that emotion from getting a 10 out of 10 like fast, and now it doesn't really affect me as much ever. Yeah, I see Dada laughing. Dada,
I got rid of disappointment. I don't have that emotion anymore.
No, honestly, I kind of with Bam. Like, I actually, I'm kind of agreeing with him. You need to be okay
with the fact that you can get like having a 10 out of 10. It's Dada, it's fine.
No, it's okay to get 10 out of 10. It's not an emotion. I think this is a mislead for people. It's a tolerance. You build up a tolerance. It's like if you take drugs all the time and you get high, but if you take enough of them, then you're just like, eh. It's the same thing with the 10 out of 10.
I would have used.
Wait, did someone say drugs? Anyway, no.
It's like if somebody punches your arm, it hurts, right? And then if they punch it enough, your arm gets strong enough to handle it. That's the best analogy.
10 out of 10
instead of drugs.
Yeah. From any of our channels right now, years ago, would be like 1 out of 10s by a large margin. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
So you also have to keep that into account, right?
I remember I used to love it whenever my videos got 100K.
Would be a smash hit. Yeah.
Yeah. When my videos used to hit 100K, that was it for me. I was so happy. And then they one day randomly they jumped to a million and never came down. But you know, they will eventually, and I'll become irrelevant. But for now, they're no.
But Dano, you will be okay. Is the thing.
Hopefully, I'll be dead.
We're all doing great. As long as we keep doing what we're doing, everything's going to turn out great. Anyways, Bam, please.
Hopefully we don't get canceled. Mm-hmm.
So, like, my like, advice, because I don't, it's weird because I, from what I've talked about my YouTube story, I wouldn't say that it's, like, the best idea for people listening to this, because I had so much exposure to YouTube going into it. That's what allowed me to make an effective plan. If you haven't done YouTube for any amount of time, that is not what you should do. You need to like make your own stuff like today, start today, like we've been saying, and don't stress about a plan, because if you don't have anything to like base the content you want to make off of, then it's pointless, right? So you got to start making things, learn through making things, which is what I was doing like with my editing jobs and stuff. And then once you've done that, you're in a better place to like plan out where you want to go from there, right? So like, just start. I'm copying other people's answers.
Yes.
Just start today.
Just do it.
Yes.
And
do
make
it.
Sure you're doing stuff.
Don't let
make
your
sure
dream
you're doing stuff
be dream
that you enjoy.
I think another point to add to it. This statement from Bam is that it's very important to do something that you're passionate about yourself. Like, you know, like the example of Seedot and Bam, just like doing what they love, or like content about what they love. I mean, with Bam, it's like.
VR,
like
just
VR
in general.
Stuff like that.
I don't love what I do. It's soul rending.
Well, soul rending
is
a crazy descriptor.
Stop daily. Stop.
Relatable, Dano. But
See, Joe and I don't like our content. You can start off enjoying it, but eventually, no, you will fall out of love with it, and it'll become a burden.
Well, then it becomes a job, and you get paid for it. But at the start, Dano. Mm. No, at the start, I'm betting you enjoyed
it. If you're at the start. Well, actually, interestingly, I never did like the slidey stuff, like the graph paper and everything, because I enjoyed it. I just did it because I knew it would do well. The Riggy animation, I've always enjoyed that, making Riggy come to life. Like seeing those videos come out, I always am happy with that, and seeing people interact with Riggy, I like that part of my job.
And they have 10 million views, but Dana doesn't do it. I don't know why.
It takes forever to make his mouth move. It hurts. Hey, audience, do any of you guys have a better way to do lip syncing and animation? Can somebody top comment reply to make my life easier?
Voice recognition software and mix it with there's programs that can automatically do that.
I want it to be easy. I don't want to do 5 programs.
Dana, listen, dude. If you're making it automated,
where's the Subway Surfers?
You're making what a doctor makes, and you're complaining about moving a fucking mouth of a PNG.
That's true.
Yeah, good comment, dude. I'll vote. Or you could just outsource it and get some, do all the work except for the lips.
Mm. Yes.
Or you could just stop doing daily.
Stop doing daily, Dan. Too much pressure. And now,
I remember when I first started, I skipped a day like every 2 weeks, and it always tanked my shorts. And ever since then, I've felt peer pressured to upload every single day.
Yeah,
that's very unhealthy.
It's so stupid, okay. And that was a coincidence.
Pear, how do you want to go this? Because I feel like your story is like you were born to do this shit, and you just got it off the rip. For me, I went through the f***ing
But none, yours should be last. Yours should be last because you're just going to be longer.
Okay. So you want me to say my story?
Pearlaging woke up and was goaded. Like, it's not even a joke.
Basically, okay, my turn, guys. My turn.
I'm not going to lie.
My turn.
I should just start off by saying, out of what the 280 shorts I have, maybe 270, I've only scripted like 5 of them.
Which is insane. Insane.
I don't script my shorts.
That's the one.
I don't script my shorts.
That I'm like so jealous about.
So, I've always been like a class clown. Like always, like I don't know. I've always been. I wouldn't even say outgoing because I'm shy. I'm kind of nerdy, but like I've just always been like funny in my friend group. And so I was like, I should mention, I was streaming on Twitch. I started my whole content creation journey in 2020. So wait, really?
Yeah. I started streaming on Twitch in 2020.
I did a bunch of
YouTube stuff before then, but like, yeah, when but I really like
this was
hunkered down.
Starting. Like, was I the last? Joe, when did you make your first piece of content?
It was a while ago. Joe,
2022 November.
No.
Okay.
No, Pear, you're talking about this is the first time you've ever uploaded to YouTube, though, yeah?
Like any channel. Stream.
No, any channel, 2016.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, I just went raw 2020, April 2020. I remember because Final Fantasy VII Remake came out. And I was like, dude, I'm going to stream it. PlayStation had this feature where I could just stream the game onto Twitch.
So
I made a Twitch account. And I was like, what should I name myself? And I was like, I actually held off on streaming it for like a day because like I wanted to name myself, and then I have a whole short on my channel about how I got Royal Pear. So I streamed it,
nice plug.
I had a few like friends, like IRL friends. It just never caught on, and I kind of like then COVID happened, so I was like, you know what, I'll just try out this streaming thing, and it never really picked up. Like I never really hit viewers. So I was like, all right, dude. One of my favorite YouTubers that I loved watching was Small Ant. And I always wondered, like, I loved his videos. And I was like, how come he never makes videos on, like, Smash Bros? So I was like, wait, I can try this. So I started making Smash Bros videos, like, challenge videos in, like, 2021. Mm-hmm. And views weren't crazy, but engagement was god tier. Like, every comment was like, holy shit, you're underrated, dude. Like, you're going to blow up soon. And I kind of never really blew up. But I hit 1K.
Don't you guys miss those? Sorry, sidetrack.
I miss those comments.
I miss those comments. You're so underrated.
Dude.
And then there's a certain point where you just don't get them.
I still get those.
I still get those, man.
I'm glad you did.
I think we all still get those. But just because
we don't say we all still get those, okay? Dano doesn't get them anymore.
No. Okay.
That gets way too tough. There's gonna be. I think any day now, I'm gonna start seeing the "you're overrated" comments. There's a certain number I think you hit where you lose the underrated ones. You get the. I think when Toon Turf comes out, I'm gonna get a lot of "this is so overrated."
Dude, or it'll just be everybody. You'll be fine.
I can't wait for these comments, dude. They're high.
Anyways, Yeah, so basically, I started making Smash Bros. Content in January. We're in January of 2021 right now. And basically, entire year goes by. I have like 1K subs. In the middle of the summer, I'm like, all right, dude, I actually got tired of Smash Bros. So I tried like going to like Variety, and it never really popped off. I had one video that hit like 1K views of like me like interacting with my chat, trying to find like the weirdest controllers. It's actually like public on my channel, but like it never really took off. Yeah. So then I'm like, all right, dude, I'm quitting YouTube. I'm going to get my degree. Because I was in college at the time, and I'm like, all right, dude, like, I just can't do YouTube. Like, it's just not for me. I want it, but it's not going to happen. And then winter break happens, and I'm just, like, super bored. And I'm like, all right, dude. Like, honestly, f*** it. I go on TikTok, and I see this kid's show called Bluey, and, like, it's trending. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So I decide to make a video, like, watching all of it in, like, in a day. Bro, it gets 50K views in like 2 days. And I'm like, holy shit. So like, I don't have to do Smash Bros stuff. And then that's when I made my first short, which was like going undercover in Discord servers. And that went out. It had great stats. I should also say before any of this that I did a lot of research when I like quit Smash Bros, because I eventually wanted to come back to YouTube. So, but I was just like, I didn't know how to do it. I was planning on coming back on like a new channel. So I was doing lots of research. I knew like what like average view durations to hit, and when I made my first short, I was like, wait, holy f, this has a chance. So I just kept going. Yeah, eventually it just took off, man. It took off pretty fast. I think there is some luck too. Like I wanna mention, like I still think like a top five short, one of the best shorts I've ever made, is just the story of how I scammed Raid Shadow Legends. I think it has like 26
I remember
mil.
Seeing that, I think, before like I even met all you guys. Which has almost been a year since then, which is crazy now that I'm dressed up as Rosalina in a podcast with all of you.
My luck with that is crazy because I that was an amazing short. Lots of personality. Like, it's a good showcase of my channel. And I posted that like right before Shorts Wars happened. And I had like 300K when Shorts Wars happened. So like all these new people were coming over, checking me out. And they're like, oh, let me check out. They usually got the Raid Shadow Legends short, and they're like, oh, you know what? I like this guy. It's funny. And I think, dude, that's kind of like, that was just luck, I think. Cause imagine if it was like fucking some lame short, like, you know, weirdest laws in California, I wouldn't be in the same position. It's crazy, man. And I just kept blowing up. It's,
so you're saying if it wasn't for Shorts Wars and you mooching off of everybody else's viewers that you'd still? No.
Yeah, agreed. Actually,
I agree. I agree.
Well, hey, it doesn't matter.
The Shorts Wars effect 10x.
Hey, it doesn't matter if, like, you know, you still got the highest gain from Shorts Wars. So, like, it doesn't matter if you were, like, mooching viewers or whatever. You still had the best content in the end and won out. But, dude, speaking of Shorts Wars, one thing I realized a while ago, and I kind of woke up in a cold sweat. If any of us had decided to not do YouTube at the exact time we did and, like, get famous when we did, you know, maybe we could have done
the
it earlier.
The mass coincidence
imagine,
of the universe. Yes, yes.
Imagine you saw Shorts Wars happen and you didn't get to be a part of it. Imagine that alternate timeline.
Dude.
Holy shit. Saw Shorts
Dude.
Wars
Dude,
and you didn't get
there would,
to
it would be so different because, like, there would be no, like, Royal Melon or, like, I would be like, wait.
I thought about it. Dude, Clone Riggy wouldn't exist. Like, all of, like,
then
the...
Then Bam wouldn't have to lock himself in his room for a month straight.
Yeah,
yep,
dude.
Yep. I would be able to live 5 years longer, actually.
Okay.
Years it took off my
yeah.
life.
Oh,
wait, Bam and C-Dot have it kind of different because they got to see Shorts Wars Season 1 from the outside. But just for, like, Joe, Bam, and Pear, imagine never having been a part of Shorts Wars and you had to watch it happen without you. Like, that's just, like, I don't know.
I, didn't get I think, way, I think my list. Channel just, would have died.
Just want to say that. I didn't get mentioned.
I do want to say...
don't worry, Dana.
But before you Shorts...
I said Bun Dun Pear and Joe, didn't I?
You said no, Bam Pear and Joe.
I meant to say Bun Dun Pear. I'm playing Subway Surfers, okay? I can't be bought.
Oh, my God.
I do remember... I do remember before Shorts Wars... Joe, Dano, and Johnny were all like, I think y'all had a mill. And I was like, holy shit, that would be so sick. And like, I've seen y'all's content. I remember actually.
Well, we collabed
I
before
saw,
Shorts Wars.
Yeah, it was the art contest. I know, but like, And then Bundan, I actually remember seeing some of your shorts, but it was like comparing voice actors of Valorant and Overwatch. CDOT, I saw your Kirby Spike Ball. And that was it. But it was just crazy, dude.
Yeah, because I was like joining Shorts Wars Season 2. I'm like, wait, I've seen all these guys' videos. And then I hop in the call, and you're like, wait, I've seen your videos. I'm like, what?
It's crazy. Because I remember I was actually trying to get into contact with Johnny for like a collab. And actually, I don't even remember what the collab was even for at this point. Maybe just like a tier list.
Was it Cameo? Or was that after?
No. Cameo was after.
Oh, yeah. Joe, I met you before Shorts Wars 2.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird to think. Yeah, Joe, you were my first collab that I've ever. You're the first time I've ever talked to another YouTube. That's so weird that I met Joe and Pear before Shorts Wars, and they both just happened to be in the server. Like, we didn't invite each other or anything. Like, that just happened. Like, they were just
in the server.
Johnny's initial Shorts Wars server that he sent us the links to.
Oh, the messages.
Yeah, none of us ever convinced each other to join.
Oh, I got a DM from Johnny.
But you joined the Shorts Wars server, Pear. Like the Discord
server. Yeah. Because he asked a lot of people.
He asked everyone.
Okay,
yeah.
Dan, I'm
sorry. Isn't that weird that like all of us accepted Johnny's invitation and none of us brought each other on? That's just like the universe like introducing us beforehand. So that way we just know it. That's so cool. Anyway, sorry, continue, Pear.
Yeah, because I remember
what's your advice?
Well, first, I got to say one thing. When Johnny asked me to join Shorts Wars, I'm going to be real. I didn't know what the ARG was. I was just like,
I didn't either. Cool. I just said yes. I literally just said yes. I'm like, that's.
I was like,
funny.
This sounds cool. I mean, collabing with people, yeah, sick. But yeah, my advice, dude.
I was the exact opposite. I joined. I was so hype. I was like, I'm down for anything, dude. Use me for anything. Anyway, so
if you don't give up, you literally can't fail. The second you give up, you fail.
That's a quote. I don't know, that's a quote right there.
I feel like,
and also another quote, like, comparison is the quickest path to failure.
That is true. But I feel like, be cautious with that. There's a point when you need to know that something isn't working. And like, dude, everybody needs to watch Monsters University in their
lifetime.
I'll
say this. The other thing is like, every time you upload something or you want to keep going, always improve something. And then you can't fail. You can't just upload like, you know, reading Reddit memes and then like not trying to adapt or like improve on something and then like, what, dude, why is this not getting any views? What the
I
fuck?
Still think-
Another thing to watch out for is whataboutism. And basically, if a lot of like newbie YouTubers, they look to Moist Critical and they're like, oh, if he can have this dog thumbnail, then why do I have to try? Dude, you really have to. There's so many factors that go into things like that. Like, if something works for someone, it's not going to work for you, or it's not guaranteed to work for you. Like, I've seen people try to do tier lists, and they're like, dude, why is it not going viral? It's not because it's a tier list. It's just because you didn't do the research beforehand of, like, I didn't do the tier list to be a tier list. I formatted it to be a short, you know?
Yeah.
But also, I do want to say that I still think that Monsters University is a really important film for people to watch. There are certain
What's the learning lesson from Monsters University? And then maybe it could segue into me. But I agree with everything Pear just said.
Monsters University. What? No. I'm still playing.
Dano, put the Subway Surfers down.
I just got the Subway Surfers.
Dano is literally like a little kid, dude.
I'm 19. I'm younger than all of you. Or I'm 20. Jeez, I always forget I'm 20. I'm younger than all of you still. Anyway. But the lessons from Monsters University, and I feel very careful when saying this because I don't want anybody to think that I'm stomping on their dreams or like, hey, you can't do
this.
I'll
fix it, dude. Whatever you say, I'll fix it. Just don't worry. Just go.
The point of Monsters University is that there are some things that people are not meant for. Like, there are some people that are not built for certain things. And that's just like 100% true. I know that I probably, like, if I could choose my perfect career, profession, and everything, I always knew that I was like slightly talented at being an actor, which is why I wanted to be an actor. Honestly, if I wanted to do like the most satisfying career to me, I'd probably be a singer, like a rock star on stage, because I think being around stage and all those screaming fans would be fantastic. I can't sing for I was not born with the ability to sing. I will never be a singer. I have to live with that. It's fine because I get to be a YouTuber slash maybe actor eventually. But, you know, I'll never be a singer, even though that's probably what I love to do. And so I'm never going to try to be a singer. There are some people that are just not meant for certain things. Bundun could never be like, you know, like a bad guy in a movie who's like ugly and gets like spat on because he's too sexy. You know what I'm saying? Like he would have to play like the models or something. Yeah, you know, true. Pear could never play a non-racist person on a TV show. Like it's just.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Like it would just leak through. No, anyway, but yeah, that there's just I think Monsters University is an important thing to watch because even though you might not be meant for one thing, I think everybody has something.
There's a door
life.
Somewhere. Yeah, there's exactly. always yeah. a door somewhere.
Yeah, now you can keep going. Now,
see, like even if I. Never did YouTube, I'd still be working, making games, doing what I love, right? Because we're talking about the joy of making something and the joy of playing video games, you know? So yeah. there's yeah. always something that will be for, like, your dream job exists. It may not be in the form that you think it exists in.
Okay. That's a good lesson. Now, yeah. Your dream job may not be what you're thinking. Yeah.
Let me segue to the perfect example.
All right, Bundun.
Okay. I'm going to keep it short and sweet because we're at the 1 hour mark. And also, if you're the last 10% of people are still watching, so if you are still watching, you are actually the 10% goaded Rumbly.
What do they comment, anyway. Bundun? Mm-hmm. You get to choose. You get to choose if they comment.
Goaded Rumblies. It can be the comment.
Cool.
I am one of the goaded Rumblies. You can put in the comments. Okay, I think I want to start with my lessons. And that's why I keep it tied up.
All right.
I wrote it down. So I think there's two things I learned through my trials and tribulations of life. Say yes to everything, mostly. So any opportunity you can, you say yes to. And then the reason you do that is because you're going to learn something from every experience you do. And that's like not extending from YouTube. The most things I learned about YouTube and to become a good YouTuber came from other things that weren't YouTube. Like literally like everything. My life started 2008 wanting to be a YouTuber. I was like literally five, which was like, no, maybe it was like five, six, seven, eight, something like that. I was really young.
I would have been five in 2008.
Early YouTube, like we're saying four. Who was Smosh and stuff were posting, like they just started. That's when I wanted to be a YouTuber.
Machinima and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I posted like parody skits of ads in Australia.
How old were you?
Like eight.
Eight?
Do you have this?
Something
have
like
this
that.
Anywhere?
No, I've lost it. It's like gone media. So what happened is I posted it. People at my school found it. Mm-hmm. No one thought YouTube was cool when it started. Everyone thought it was lame. So I got bullied for it. So I deleted it. I forgot. I can't remember what happened. So I got bullied and then I moved on from that. Anyway, speedrunning my life. I wanted to be a YouTuber at the start. Then I wanted to be a rugby player because I was really bad at school. And I want to be a rugby player for so long. Then I became a personal trainer, and then I eventually came back to YouTuber. But that whole time I wanted to be a YouTuber, but I tried all these other things. And every time I tried something, I learned from it. And I failed so much on the journey there. Like rugby player, dude, I went to an academic school trying to be a professional athlete, and I'm like short as f***ing Asian trying to be a rugby player. I failed. I got pretty far, but like I kind of realized eventually I'm not going to be it. But I learned so much from that journey. Like, of just like being obsessed with things. And then when I became a personal trainer, like I learned. Also, I went to uni, dropped out, went to uni, dropped out, went to uni, dropped out, by the way.
That's worse than me.
Yeah. And every time like I learned something new, I think it's like, I think the gift I have, which can also almost be contributed to luck and the environment I'm at is for some reason, I'm just extremely positive. I don't know what it is. But because I have that, like, because I have that attitude, every time something bad happens, like I get a 10 of 10 or whatever it is now, that's really sad. Or my, like, you know, something sad happens to my family or whatever it is. I kind of get over it in like a couple hours and I immediately reflect. I'm like, what can I learn from this? And I always think it's like things I always worry about is anything that I can control. So for example, with YouTube, if I post a video and it flops, I can't control the algorithm, but I can control things like, okay, what did the viewers not like about this? Like, was it something about my editing style, music choice? Was it something about the topic?
And just every single time I try learn something. And I'm like ruthless with that. And always positive and always want to have fun.
Yeah, I learned that from trying to improve.
Yeah, learned that from rugby. And then I learned from being a personal trainer, I learned that, you know, there's a lot of people who want to get fit or muscular or whatever it is. And what I've learned is that every time I coach someone, over the hundreds of people I coached, at the end of the day, the only people who made it were the people who just followed my program. So like I would write a pro, the only people who was consistent enough to follow the program I gave them got results. It didn't matter what I wrote in the program. It was just the people who cared enough to follow it for a year. Because I reckon 98% would start the program and quit after 2 weeks. Like, and I see that to YouTube today. Anyway, and then there's shorts wars as well, which is like a more specific example where like I learned, you know, like it's just an example. And there's many examples of this where I said yes to something and it expanded into this. And yeah. There's other things I said yes to and it went to nothing, but I learned something else. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So
I also think Dano's stuck in the RTC connecting on Discord. We're just gonna leave him be.
So we don't worry about Dano. Dano's annoying.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my spiel, right? Just look, say yes to lots of things and learn from everything you do. And if you want to be a YouTuber, it might not happen. It could happen 20 years later, like it did for me. So just have fun with life. Because you get one opportunity at life and you might as well just have fun. Like,
enjoy the way through, you know, because you should enjoy what you're doing at the present moment. And then that will always yield happiness in the future. You know,
if you aren't enjoying at the present moment, I promise you, if you can just sit down and look at it with no emotion for a moment and be like, you know, when I overcome this, I'm going to learn something like awesome that I'm going to like take into like my next stage or my next step. So yeah, that's my YouTube advice rather than going through the whole I did streaming and stuff.
My Discord stopped connecting. I'm mad.
Yeah, good.
I have to join.
Yeah, RTC connecting, Dano?
Yes, RTC connecting. That's the dumbest thing. Wait, that happens to other people? I thought it was just me.
Yeah, you just task manage your Discord, close it and reopen it. It should be back. But
really?
I think that's going to be the end of the podcast. I think we're just about wrapped up.
Before that, let's point out that our editor, Anna, also did rugby and looks terrible doing it. Can we just point that out? Then we'll never be worse.
Do you have a video? Are you playing?
No, and I also don't remember this happening. I just remember hearing the audience go, ooh, and then like I was on the ground.
That was painful, goodness.
Also, I have a surprise I was working on during the podcast.
Hi.
Yo.
I need that scanned and printed. That's going up on the wall, all right? That's going up on the wall. Do you guys want to see? Because it does not go like I'll try and stand up if I can. Because it goes to my knees and like that's it. Like, hey guys, here it is, dude.
Oh, you're wearing pants, bro.
Yeah, of course, I'm wearing pants, Dano. I need to be comfy when I sit down.
Dano wants you to be naked.
Yeah, I figured as such.
No, guys. Listen. We need to stop this, Rosalie.
Yeah, final note, can I add something, Dano?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
I love all of you guys. You hear me? Like every one of you.
I love you guys.
Viewers, and all of you guys, dude. I wouldn't be here without all of you. I'm 100% sure my channel would have died if not for Short Swords. So like, not only because of that, but I love you guys. So yeah, God bless.
Love you too,
God bless.
Also, we can be wholesome now because it's the end of the podcast.
Yeah,
animosity towards each other, we're all buddies, all right? Except
Johnny Razor.
Technically, it's real because I'm young.
Hate Johnny Razor because he took Bart Tremblay's. Oh wait, no, what's his name?
Oh, Bart
Tremblay.
Oh, he took Jacob Blazer's thing, dude. I can't believe this whole thing. We didn't bring up this whole like drama with like Craig, like the podcast. In case everybody doesn't know, Craig owns our podcast, but like. A Craig Grumble. I can't believe we didn't bring up this whole drama the whole time. But no, speaking of Bart, Johnny Razor, if he was here, just one thing on Johnny's behalf, since he didn't get to tell his story. If you want to know what Johnny's advice to you would be while you're working, it would be, all right, guys, we got to lock in. We got to focus up. We got to.
that's true.
Where is it? Oh, I don't have the
soundboard. Oh, yeah. Where is it? Oh, I have the soundboard. Wait, hold on.
Is Anna recording their desktop?
Anna, are you recording?
I'm not.
Okay, cool. Here we go. Ready? Okay, this is what Johnny would say. Yeah, and if you ever fail, Bam would say this.
Yeah.
Unlucky. Oh my god.
All right, let's end the podcast.
Bye, 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 bye.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.